Bacon is founder of the Curvy Girl Lifestyle and creator of the 7-Step CCG Action Plan. She's a lifelong curvy girl who believes confidence is the building block of all success. Kat is an executive in the financial services industry, where she honed her marketing expertise and relationship skills into her second career as a curvy girl lifestyle coach. She and her husband live in California. Today, we'll speak with her about her new book, Get More Dates Than Your Skinny Friends, A Curvy Girl's Guide to Conquering Men and the Competition. Kat's curvy girl dating advice is personal and to the point. She is living proof that dating success depends on what you do with yourself. Welcome, Kat. Thanks for joining us today on The Book Report.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I love the quote you selected to begin the book. It's by Gloria Steinem. Self-esteem isn't everything. It's just that there's nothing without it.
I love that quote. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Okay, so in the book, you share you've always been big-boned and you've struggled, like most of us, with losing weight. You've tried almost every diet plan, right?
Yes, I have. Including a diet I'm actually on right now.
Oh, all right. So tell us about the 7-Step CCG Action Plan and how you created it.
I created the 7-Step CCG Action Plan just to get people confident in themselves, because I think with curvy girls, they just don't have the self-esteem to actually get out there and be the best they can when it comes to dating. So I just kind of wanted to start the CCG Action Plan and just say, these are the things that I believe that you should do in order to feel great about yourself. So, you know, things like loving yourself and, you know, making sure that you're firing your worst critic and becoming your best publicist and things like that. So just steps that they can follow so they can help build their confidence and their self-esteem. So kind of more, instead of just saying you should become confident, I actually go through the steps of actually how to become confident.
Okay. How do you stop yourself from saying, I'll start dating after I lose 20 pounds?
Well, I know that's always hard, because I think a lot of curvy girls feel that way. They think, oh, you know, I'll put my online profile up after I lose 20 pounds and my pictures look better. And I think that it's really unfortunate there's so many wonderful curvy girls out there just kind of waiting to start their life. And so part of feeling confident is just loving yourself exactly the way you are and feeling comfortable in your skin. So a lot of the tips in my book kind of talk about just accepting and saying, yes, you know what, I am curvy. I might always be curvy. And I do talk about that as well in the book, is that I do believe that, you know, there's a couple different types of curvy girls, and one type of curvy girl has always been curvy. Like, just like me, I was born curvy. I will always be curvy. And that's okay. And I think that a lot of us always say, no, I want to be skinny before I start. But, you know, the reality is that for some of us, that's just not the case. And then for another group of women, you know, maybe they've gained weight because they've had a baby or they have some health issues, and for them as well, they're just kind of holding off and saying, hey, you know, I want to look better before I start. And, you know, they're just, their life is passing them by while all these great guys are going by and the skinny chicks are taking their guys. So, you know, we kind of talk in the book about, you know, how to just stop, love yourself the way that you are, and just start taking action where you're at.
You know, I was very interested by your statement that the emphasis on having a stick-thin figure is actually female-driven. Talk about that.
That is absolutely true. I think that most women feel, oh, guys want a perfect body. And that's just not the case. I've, you know, read studies where, you know, men, there's a recent study from Cosmo, I believe, that says that, you know, that guys first look at face and then bust line, and then hair, and then body. So body is like 4 on the list for them. So just because maybe you don't have a rockin' body, you can always play up your other features to attract the men. And again, there's a lot of guys that actually prefer heavier women. So there's guys that like the curves, or they like bigger legs, and, you know, and that's okay. And you have to go out there knowing that, hey, there's going to be a group of guys that you are going to fit perfectly for exactly the way you are.
And how do you, if you're attracted to a guy and he's not actually into curvy women, how do you work up the, you know, the confidence to go right back out there again?
I just think you have to have the mindset of saying next and that not every guy is going to be, you know, your cup of tea and vice versa. So if you're flirting with a guy, and in the book I talk about different ways to flirt, and if you're flirting and they're looking around you and they're not looking at you, it's okay. That means, okay, that's not the right one. And you just kind of have to have the attitude of next. And, you know, this is kind of a numbers game. When you're out there dating, it's okay to just say, okay, you know, I know I'm going to meet a lot of frogs before I meet my prince. And you just have to continue to move on, because eventually you will find that guy that looks at you and thinks, wow, you're perfect exactly the way that you are.
And how did you meet your prince?
Well, I was lucky. I actually lived next door to my husband growing up in high school. And then 20 years later, he found me on Facebook. And he messaged me, and I recognized him because he's bald now. And I was like, who are you? And he was like, I live next door to you. And he said, you know, can I give you a call tonight? And I almost said no, because he was living in Denver at the time, and I live in California. And I thought, no, this isn't going to go anywhere. Why am I wasting my time? But then I thought, okay, you know, I want to be in the place of saying yes. I want to take chances. And because that's kind of like what I talk about in the book, is kind of having a deal breakers list instead of having that perfect guy list. And I thought, okay, well, a guy being across the country is not on my deal breakers list, so I'll let him call me. What can be the harm? So he called me that night from Denver, and he said, hey, can I call you the next night? And then he called me the next night, and within a couple weeks he came out for a visit, and then within a couple months he moved out to California. So it was meant to be, and we've been together ever since. So
well, it's great. Congratulations. Speaking of Facebook, what's your opinion of internet dating?
I absolutely love internet dating. So especially for curvy girls who are maybe insecure about going out to clubs and things like that, it's a perfect place to, you know, go on the internet. Obviously, you have to be smart about it, but you want to go on the internet. You want to make sure that you're making a profile that's interesting. I always encourage curvy girls to at least post one picture that's full body. You know, make it as attractive as you can make it. You know, I always say if your photographer holds the camera a little higher up and kind of comes down, then you're going to get more of a slimming appearance. But be as honest as you can in your profile. Be interesting and be yourself. And I think that the guys that are looking for you are going to be able to find you that way.
How have guys reacted to your book?
Actually, guys really like my book. I've had several read it. I actually had a married guy read my book and said how much that it helped him in his confidence. So he was, you know, he said, look, you know, I'm already married, but, you know, this really helped me put in perspective how I have insecurities about myself. And then I also had some single guys say, hey, it was great to read the book and to speak and realize what girls actually think about. And they were surprised that there's so many girls that are insecure about their bodies, because, you know, guys look over a lot more than girls. So girls are pickier with each other, and guys don't see all of the flaws. They kind of see you as a whole. So that, I think that's been interesting for a lot of guys to read the book.
Yeah, actually, after reading your book, I felt it was a great confidence builder no matter what the body type. I really enjoyed it. Where can folks buy your book?
They can buy my book at my website at getmoredatesthanyourskinnyfriends.com, or they can go on Amazon. And it's available in an actual book form and in ebook form.
All right. So are you already working on a sequel?
I am, and my next book is called Get More Proposals Than Your Skinny Friends.
So closing the deal, in other words.
Exactly. So it kind of takes it. So now so the first book kind of gets them dating. So they're getting the dates, and then the second book kind of takes them from, okay, so now you've got your one guy. How do you then make that serious and turn that into a proposal?
All right. Well, Kat, I want to thank you a lot for joining us today. The book was really enjoyable, and as I say, for most everybody that needs a confidence boost, thanks a lot for joining us.